This is the Weekly Connect podcast from RNIB.
One of the most common themes that comes out of this discussion is often the decision some of us make when it comes to choosing a partner. And that decision is often someone who is blind or sighted. And this can be quite a polarizing topic, as a lot of you know. Here's a comment from one of our listeners who didn't want to be named on this topic.
I have a few things to say about this. First of all, I will start by telling you that I am totally blind. I graduated from high school in 1983, and I attended a junior college in my town where I lived. And as a young blind college student, I fit in very well. I had dates. I was in extracurricular activities in college. I had no problem finding a date as a woman in my 20s. But now, as I am older, I don't find it as easy to find a date. And I'm not sure exactly why that is. I will tell you, it is different dating and marrying a sighted person than it is dating a blind person. Sometimes sighted people that you either date or marry, they want you to become totally dependent on them, and they don't like it when you want to go do things for yourself. You know, they think they should always be there, and that's not always the case. But then on the other hand, there are the sighted people that really don't have any idea what a blind man or woman is capable of. And some blind people are more independent than others. But sometimes I think a sighted person is afraid to date a blind person because they're afraid that we are going to be a burden. So at this particular point in time, I think I prefer to date a blind person. I want to date somebody that's independent like me. I want to date someone that we complement each other, you know. And the only advantage to dating a sighted person, possibly, is the fact that they can drive, and two blind people cannot, obviously. But if you're independent, you can make use of your public transportation and walking to get around. And sometimes I think, I don't know how to put this, I think sometimes that blind people are more sensitive when it comes to intimacy than sighted people. Nope, you can't give someone that glance from across the room. There's no way. A blind person bases a lot of how they choose someone on the way that person's voice sounds, on the type of attitude that they have, on the type of things that they have done with their life. You know, what kind of person are you? Are you outgoing? Do you like some of the same things as I do? What type of accomplishments have you made? What are your goals? But also in that, I mean, you can be attracted to somebody by the way they smell, by the way they talk to you, and by the way they touch you. And I don't know if a sighted person will understand this, but in my opinion, a blind person has a different touch than a sighted person does. I don't know if I answered your question very well, but yes, dating is harder, in my opinion, in the blind community. And that's what I think.
Thanks for downloading the Weekly Connect podcast from RNIB. Find more podcasts from RNIB on Audioboom, iTunes, and the Apple Podcast app.